Hi guys, hello and happy Monday. Happy Monday, Monday, Monday. It is a rainy, cold day here in Southern California. You can't see, but I've got my Uggs on and I've got my Patagonia coat because it's chilly here and spring is in the air, but right now it's really, really cold. So love you guys so much. Hello, hello, as you guys are jumping on right now, and invite your friends and tag a friend. We're going to have a great time of prayer together here at the wall today. So I'm very excited. I know that God is doing some miraculous things, and I think as we pray, there's a very tender sensitivity to my heart today. I'm going to share with you in a few minutes why. I believe that there's just a newness that God is bringing on the earth. There is a sweetness that Holy Spirit is hovering and protecting us. But I want to do a shout out. Hello, Laura, you're here. Hi, Karen. Good morning, my love. Or it's afternoon. It's 12 o'clock here in California. Helen, hello. Marissa, hello, good to see you. A lot of you guys also on Facebook Live, now on Instagram Live. I've got both cameras going and we're speaking to our women of influence on both social media means from Facebook and Instagram. And so just give me a quick shout out, some thumbs up, some hearts. How was your weekend? Did you have a great weekend? It was a beautiful weekend here. My little granddaughter had her palm leaf, and a lot of people celebrated, obviously, Palm Sunday. It was an incredible service here at Influence Church yesterday. I thought worship was amazing. Give me some thumbs up. How did you enjoy that worship? It was just a very low-key, acoustical set, a beautiful set of worship yesterday. If you haven't checked out the service from yesterday, make sure you go on. I actually put it on our Women of Influence page. You can catch it there. So be sure you do that. Hi, Lisa. Love you. Lisa's found the cutest mask. It's got a really beautiful cross right in the middle with some scriptures around it. Lisa, I don't know where you find these cute things, but we may have to come up with Women of Influence mask. What do you think? Right? Something cute. Somebody who's creative out there, create some really cute mask for Women of Influence and we'll all buy them from you, right? Hi, Sandy. Good to see you. So many. Hello, Leanne. You're jumping on. Hi, Naomi is here. Hi, guys. Happy Monday. Happy, happy Monday, Lucinda. And it's kind of a rainy day here in Southern California. We're going to have a couple rainy days here, but guys, I want to take a moment and just get right into what I believe God wants for us to share together today. I posted a little bit of St. Patrick's prayer on my social media feed today, and I want to talk a little bit about that, but let me just ask you guys a couple questions. Are you feeling just almost a real tenderness toward the things of God right now? I feel like the Holy Spirit is he's hovering, he's moving, he's tenderly pulling us in. And I don't know if it's just that we're breaking down old defenses. I don't know if most of us are so rigid and fast-paced and we're on schedules and we stay on point and we stay on task. And a lot of that has been taken away from us. Many of us, all of it's been taken away from us. And we're feeling isolated. We're feeling maybe alone. And in that alone time, are you really just feeling the Holy Spirit is coming and breathing on you, speaking to you? I'm telling you right now that God is in control, that God knows what he's doing. And although we've said over and over, this was not something I believe God brought, I believe it is something that God is using. And I don't know about you, but right now I know they're saying over the next 7 to 14 days here specifically in America, we're going to see a real spike in this coronavirus, and they're asking us to really stay home, stay isolated, don't go out. And what does that do to your heart? I just want to talk to you a minute before we really get into the Word of God, because does it make you feel restless? Does it make you feel sad? How does it make you guys feel right now, feeling like our country is pretty much put us on lockdown? It is a voluntary lockdown, but I still feel like when I do go out that, you know, I shouldn't be, or I'm shamed, or those kinds of things. So we're living in a very unique day. We're feeling things that we've never felt before. So the reason I want to talk about this is yesterday afternoon, we wanted to spend some time with our kids. We haven't seen our kids, and I just had to have some community. So we went down and saw our kids, Josh and Kim, and we sat around 6 feet apart, my grandsons were giving me the wing, they were elbowing me, no one was touching. But I said to my grandsons, I said, how are you guys doing? How are you guys processing this? And they're 8 and 10 years old. And to listen to the response of these children, and I'm going to do a prayer over children today that I want us to do together. And they said, you know, Gammy, it's kind of scary. Crew said, I kind of get scared, Gammy, and all my friends. I mean, you know, my one friend's really afraid. Now, listen, I'm telling you this because I listen to the heart of a child. And I never had to live through a time of such uncertainty. And I'm only bringing you this point because I think we have to realize where we are. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face. And guys, I believe that's where we are right now. I'm not saying that you were full of pride or arrogance or anything else. I don't know your particular story. I don't know where you were with God. But I believe that we as a nation and we are as a people and we as a church are coming to a place of humility. And what I mean by that is submission. We are bowing to God. We are bending the knee to God. We are a nation who are coming together like we never have before in prayer. So I want to give you a couple scriptures today, and you might sense that my heart is a little more tender today. I'm not preaching. I'm not coming at you because I feel this morning when I got up and I went into my prayer room, there's just this, I don't know what other word to use, but tenderness, maybe a brokenness. And I don't think it's sad. I think it's expectant. I'm expectant for God to do miraculous things in our midst. And so I want to share two verses with you, and I want to share a prayer with you before we actually go to the wall and pray. The Bible tells us, and many of you know it, and we've said it before, in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And we have to just stop right there. Come on, my friends, I love you dearly, but we have to look at the Word of God differently. And this verse, the psalmist cries out, and he says, be still and know that I'm God. And you cannot know God in his fullness unless you're still. Because he begins to show you your heart, your soul, your mind. He begins to show you reflections of who you are. There is an intimacy. There is an expectation. There is a presence that comes when we are still. And we know that no one is God but he alone. And I think in my prayer room this morning, I just humbled myself and bowed. And I just said, God, you are loner God. We can't figure this out. This is too crazy. This pandemic in our world is too crazy. You have to show up. You have to be God. So be still and know that I'm God. And then it says, I will be exalted among the nations. Listen to me. He tells us he will be exalted. The definition of exalted, and I wrote it down, is held in highest regard. Listen to me. Held in highest regard. I'm asking you. I had to go through this myself. So as your pastor, as your coach, as your friend, I'm just trying to take you through the same process that I went through this morning. Am I holding my God in highest regard? Above my marriage, above my ministry, above my family, above my agenda, above my dreams and my ideas and my hopes, is he in highest regard? What is God doing right now? He is teaching us to put him alone on the throne. He is to be held in highest regard. And he tells us, I will be exalted. He will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Have you ever seen, ever in the history of the world, people coming together and exalting the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? His name is Jesus. So memorize that verse and take some time to ponder that verse. And then I also want to share with you in Psalm 5:3, it says, in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. Now listen again, I know maybe you're sensing from me, I feel it in myself, and I know it's because my heart's much more tender today, but it's where we have to go. We have to maybe stop preaching and start receiving. Maybe we just need to sit in silence and solitude a little bit with him. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. Remember, I told you guys a couple of days ago that I gave you all those scriptures, and I said you should actually print them out and put them on your bedside. And when you wake up in the morning, just go over those versus in the morning, Lord, you hear my voice. What is your first thought in the morning? What is your first cry in the morning? Another day, God, another day of captivity, another day of isolation, another day of quarantine. Oh God, hear my voice, praise you. You are highly exalted. You see how what I want to help you do is what I'm learning to do. And in the morning, I will lift my voice to you. And he goes on and he says, in the morning, I lay my request before you and I wait expectantly. So this is what I want to talk about to you really quickly. In the morning, have a conversation with God. Before your husband wakes up, if you're married, or your children come in and run into your room, or you're home alone, wherever you are in the morning, make your meditation before God. Do you see what he's doing? This crisis, this moment, we will never go back. We will never go back to whatever normal was. But can this be a moment of revival in our land? Can this be a moment of revival in our hearts? Can we begin to see? Can the scales fall off of our eyes? And we begin to see things we've never seen before. Can we see God working in our nation, in our world, in our personal lives like he never has before? In the morning when I make my request to you, in the morning when I lay my heart before you. So take those verses and meditate on them. Again, it's Psalm 46:10 and Psalm 5:3. Write those down and meditate on those verses. So what I want to do with you right now, I don't know if you guys were able to look at the St. Patrick's prayer that I posted, but I'm going to actually show you a little bit of it. And I actually Googled a little bit of St. Patrick, and he was a missionary. He was a man on a mission to be, he was this priest that had a heart for God and went back into Ireland and called Ireland back to Jesus Christ. And there's a new documentary that has just come out just now in 2020. You might want to Google it and check it out, but it's The Life of St. Patrick. And I want to read this prayer to you today because I've been meditating on it the last couple days, and I think it is so beautiful. Because when you feel alone or sad, and I'm telling you this because it's odd for us, you guys. As I sat around the fire pit with my son and my daughter-in-law, my two grandchildren, and we're all separated. We're not getting close. And we're talking about how we're feeling, and my son talking about how he's feeling, his business and his job, and my daughter-in-law and her company, and what she's doing. And she's at the president of the PTA at her school, and how she's so many of these kids are afraid. We're just talking. I'm like, what? Where did this come from? What are we talking about right now? And then I thought about this prayer, and this prayer brought such comfort. And so I want to read it to you. Christ be with me. Christ be within me. Christ be behind me. Christ be before me. Christ be beside me. Christ to win me. Christ to comfort me, Christ to restore me. Christ beneath me, Christ above me. Christ in quiet, Christ in danger. Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. I bind unto myself the name, the strong name of the Trinity, by in one invocation of the same, the three in one, the one in three, of whom all nature hath creation, eternal Father, Spirit, Word, praise to the Lord of my salvation. Salvation is of the Lord. You guys, I read that and I thought, here is this saint who was captured and martyred and all the things he went through, and he understood Christ alone. And the reason I want you to talk to you about this is, until you understand what martyrs have been through for their faith, we've not been through anything as Americans in this century. We don't understand what it is to be persecuted or martyred for our faith. And to be honest with you, I don't want to. I'm going to be honest. I don't want to be martyred. I love living in a free country where I can speak freely of my God and my Christ. But I want you to also understand what it is to be so bold in your faith that you would become a martyr for your faith. That Christ is in you, and Christ is around you, and Christ is before you, and Christ is behind you, and Christ is on the side of you, and Christ is leading you, and Christ is restoring you, and Christ is comforting you. This is Jesus Christ, our Messiah. This is the Holy Week. This is the week that we get ready to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Sunday. And I want to encourage you in this week, these next few days leading up to our wonderful, beautiful day of Resurrection Sunday, would you spend some time in quiet solitude and separation? Can you take a few moments and just get alone with God and examine your heart and ask God, what is He doing through this COVID-19 virus in your life? What is He doing to purify your heart? And like, guys, we will go back to a new normal. We will get busy and we'll be back on our soccer fields and our baseball fields and back in our movie theaters and our restaurants, and we will get back to life. But please don't take for granted this precious moment you have. And it's okay to be somber. It's okay to almost be a little sad. It's okay to reflect your heart. Part of that is coming in brokenness. And in brokenness is where we begin to see the Lord high and lifted up. So right now, I really want to pray for families today. And I want to pray over you today that you will begin to go in the intimacy of your soul, the quietness of your soul. And you will take maybe even a little sorrow that you might feel, and you'll press in. You'll press into what Jesus went through this Holy Week to prepare Himself for Resurrection Sunday. So Father God, as we're at this wall, I do feel a tenderness. I don't know what you're stirring in me, but I believe right now with women of influence that you're moving us all. Many of us don't have words right now. And I'm praying that you silence our hearts right now and you let us hear from you. We want to press into the things of the supernatural, God. We have asked heaven to come to earth. And right now, would you begin to work in a still, small way? Would you begin to mold us and shape us and yield our hearts? Father, it's Monday and we're getting ready to move into this Holy Week where you prepared yourself to go to the cross for us. Father, Good Friday is just a few days away. And over these next few days, would you teach us how to press into the Word of God and to press into prayer? God, we pray over our nation. So I come against this virus. We pray that the statistics that they are saying are coming over us over the next 7 to 14 days would not be true, would not be correct. We pray a holy hush from heaven, a holy hush from heaven. We pray life over those that this coronavirus is trying to take out. We pray that you would flatten the curve in Jesus' name over our cities and our country and our world. We pray that you would flatten the curve, that we pray over New York and Chicago and New Orleans and Los Angeles and all of these cities. We pray, Father, that you would be God. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come, that the cleansing blood of the Redeemer in Jesus' name would heal. You tell us that by your stripes we are healed. And what a precious week for our country to experience revival. We are a nation under God. I think we have asserted our authority and we have become a nation over God. So would we in humility and submissionness right now come under the throne of God? God, would you move? We want to be a people who would humble ourselves and seek your face. Would you heal our land? We pray for a mighty awakening. We pray for a mighty moving, both here at Influence Church, with women of influence, with our city, with our state, with our government. In Jesus' name, we have nowhere to look but you. We have no authority but you. So God, that I just pray as I'm at this wall, God, that you would move. We need a revival. We need a revival in our land like we've never had before. We need a moving and a shaking. We desire no harm and no ill will, but just a shaking and a purifying and a bending of the knee. So God, we come. We come by our own initiative. Every woman, every man, every boy, every girl who's hearing this prayer right now, we bend our knee and we say, Jehovah, 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 holy, holy, holy is the Lord God. Your name is above every name. So we just pray, Father, that you would move. I want to pray for all of the children that are struggling with fear and anxiety, who wonder if their parents have jobs or if they'll go back to school or if they'll see their friends. Their little minds can't understand this world of isolation. Would you just comfort them? Would you do a fresh work in this new generation coming up? Father, I believe that it's these roots, these precious little shoots of the next generation in America that will speak of this revival. So we, Father, as the parents and grandparents of the next generation to come, we pray a revival over America to come. and that you would begin to move in our children in a mighty way. Father, we pray again as parents and grandparents that we would speak the word of God, quote the word of God, teach the word of God, read the word of God. We get on our faces, Father. We would pray. We confess our sin. And Father, for those who feel we don't need to confess our sin, God, show them. I've heard people out there to say that this isn't anything America's done wrong. This isn't sin. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's just the truth. So would we own our own story? Would we own our own responsibility? Would we, in submission, a submissiveness to you, Father, come? So I am the first to bend my knee and to bow my head and say, you alone are Lord. And we pray for a mighty movement. I pray over right now, fathers and mothers and husbands and wives that fear where we're going to go. This doesn't look like it's coming to an end soon. We're hearing now maybe by summer, and God, just those thoughts grieve my heart. So we pray that you would move and you would comfort in a way that only you can move and comfort. Would you protect us financially? Would you protect us emotionally? Would you protect us spiritually? Would you just give supernatural love and tenderness to husbands and wives as they're in their homes right now? Would you bring us together in unity? Would there be the only explanation of how we made it through this time of quarantine was the Lord Jesus Christ and the precious Holy Spirit that covered us? Father, that's what our prayer is in Jesus' name. So we love you and we thank you for what you're doing, and we bring our hearts and our requests to you. God, I pray for every woman of influence that's online. I love you, women. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I pray over you right now. I pray with you. I join with you in concert and in unison that we pray together over the healing of our land and the healing of our home and the supernatural revival that's coming to America. Thank you for this prayer wall. Thank you for this prayer wall. Thank you for this prayer moment. Thank you for marking us today in history that you heard our request and you healed our land. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, it was more of a tender day for me. I'm emotional today because I just so long for God to do a mighty work. But I want to touch base with you guys right now. And I'm all you guys on Instagram. I know a lot of you are on. I love you. I just want to touch base and just shout out to some of you that are on Facebook Live. God is definitely revealing things to you, Leanne and Naomi. Christ is our Messiah. We worship you. Amen. Yvonne, I love you, my love. Lucinda, beautiful version of this song. I love. Thank you. Beautiful song. Yes, Christ alone. Pauline, hello. Lori, oh, hi, Lori Church. I love you. I love you, my friend. And just praying over you and healing over you in Jesus' name and revival in a mighty way. Lori, I love you. Someone just sent this a prayer of the Saint, Saint Patrick. Oh, beautiful. It's on the link. Thank you for sending that. That's the song. Thank you. Lisa, stir up in me a fire that the world cannot explain. Amen. And you hear, I want you to know, this is what people are saying. This is us together. We're in unity right now on this platform together praying. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much. Just so many sweet. Hello, Irene. I love you. And guys, hello, Wendy. We're getting ready to send out a newsletter. I just want to thank you again, Wendy. Good night for helping us get this newsletter out. I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys what we're doing. You're the first to hear. So on Friday, I've been wanting to invite you guys to the prayer wall and not just through social media. I'm thinking, how can we all come together? So I had this idea. So on Friday, what we're going to do is we're going to actually do a drive-through prayer time on Good Friday at noon. And we're going to ask you to come in your cars. There's going to be crosses around the whole church where you'll pull your car up over the cross, and we're going to encircle our church. We're going to circle our church with prayer, and Pastor Phil and I will be at the wall at 12 o'clock on Friday, Good Friday, leading you in a prayer. So we're going to have a parade of prayer around our church, circling our church on Good Friday at noon. So help us spread that word. Come on out. We're going to please ask you, do not get out of your car. We want to comply with our authorities to have that isolation and separation. location, but you can drive up. We'll just have a long line of cars and you can come around. You can circle the church in prayer. We'll see each other through our car windows and we'll have a time of prayer. So we'll be bringing you more information. Wendy will be sending out a newsletter to all of you women of influence about that soon. So thank you for that. Hello, Maria. Thanks for sharing that beautiful picture of your baptism with me today. It wasn't that long ago that you were baptized. And just, you know, isn't it sweet, the sweet memories of our spiritual journey that a lot of us are pressing into right now? And I think that's why it's so tender right now, because you can't have supernatural spiritual encounters and it not change you. You know, remember, we're body, soul, and spirit. And we love to take care of your body and be physically fit and eat right. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and make sure you keep a close check on that. But your spirit man comes alive when you have an encounter with Jesus Christ. He quickens you in your spirit. And that's what he's doing right now. He's drawing us into a deeper place. And I don't know why it takes sometimes crisis. Sometimes it takes burdens. But he waits for that. He waits for us because he longs to have an intimate, personal relationship with every one of us. So I just desire you guys to have that. Hello, Lorraine. I love you so much. Karen, love. Gosh, Karen, every time I think of you, you made me smile. But I'm sorry for being so emotional today, but I just feel his presence so powerfully today. And I just, maybe the supernatural revival that we've been praying for is coming, and I believe it is. So I love you guys so much, and I just want to wish you a very happy, happy Monday. Spend some time with them. And then when we come back together at noon tomorrow, would you guys be prepared right now in our news feed to just tell me what God did? I miss you and I want to hear from you. I don't want this just to be about me speaking to you. We are women of influence. I want to hear what he's doing in your life and your families and your hearts. And we want to pray with you. So come tomorrow at noon, invite a friend. You can share this. I believe this is a powerful time that we can be together at our prayer wall. So join me tomorrow at noon, invite a friend, and be prepared to share one of your prayer requests. I love you guys so much. Have a great day. God bless you. See you tomorrow at noon.